Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome aboard to the Mile High Club with your pilots, Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir. And we are promising you tonight 30 minutes of a flight that will be filled with nothing but fantasy, facts, and fun. So, say good evening to the people, King.
Good evening, everybody. What's going on? How you doing tonight?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Ready to talk to the people.
Talk to the people. Well, we just got back from Atlanta, Georgia, where we talked to some very, very beautiful people. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. We actually brought a young lady into womanhood for her 21st birthday with 21 Shades of Grey. I had a good time. How about you?
I had a great time. I'm wondering if her backside has recovered from her 21 licks of gray.
I don't know if that's happened yet. It might take a couple of days. I think she's going to have to wear bloomers, no sexy panties for a couple of days. Unless she want to get in trouble.
She might need a little ice too. But before we get into great detail about our Shades of Gray party in Atlanta, I do want to let our listeners know that Jet Setting Jasmine, in partnership with Sensual Noir, is an adult entertainment company, and we work very diligent to deliver first-class adult events and consultations to our clients all around the United States and abroad. So we'll make sure you know how to book a party or an event, or even just, you know, give us a call and have some consultation one-on-one. We're always available. And so for this episode of the Mile High Club, we will be entertaining some very interesting questions, all submitted by our clients and party guests. Are you ready to take this flight with me, King?
Absolutely.
Okay, so where do you want to go first?
Well, I mean, we just came from Atlanta, so how about we go with one of the questions from the ladies in Atlanta?
Okay, all right, so this one is for both of us, submitted by a client in Atlanta. King and Jasmine, what is your favorite position and why?
I always hate when somebody asks me what's my favorite, because
you have to choose, right?
Too many to name. I don't like to choose. Because that's like one of those kind of things, if you could only eat one ice cream for the rest of your life, what would it be? That shit would be boring right there.
It would be pistachio.
What would it be?
Pistachio. All
right, I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I like options. I like choices, especially sexually. I like switching it up, changing positions, speeds, intensity, all of that. It's always good to switch it up. But if I had to choose one, it would probably be, I don't know the name for it, though. I could describe
it
better than the name for it.
Can we call it the King?
We can call it the King. Because I like to stand up so I could really, you know, I could get my hips into it and everything like that. So I like it when a woman is laid flat on her back, on something elevated, like my bed, because it's the perfect height.
Okay.
So she's laid back with her legs up, either
up
on my
like
shoulders
that.
Or... Her legs would be... She would be like spread eagle, legs either up on my shoulders or just as wide as she could go. She's a gymnast or practices yoga or something.
Okay.
And I like that position because it gives me full motion. I can explore. I want to lean down to, you know, kiss on her neck, her mouth, her nipples, whatever. I feel like that position gives you a lot of options even without having to change out of the position.
Okay. Fair enough. But I suppose I have to answer this too.
I don't even know what yours is going to be.
Really? Tell me.
Yours is a missionary with a hole through the sheet.
Oh, you know me so well. And what color would the sheet be?
Something that would be... It would probably have to be dark because you wouldn't even see the effect that happened around the hole. Yes. For some reason, I just picture your, I picture your favorite position very Mitt Romney-ish.
Well, I don't, yeah,
very,
I mean.
Very more manacle. Is that a word, more manacle?
Definitely have a political position. That would be my favorite. Okay, I'm going to actually, I don't have a particular favorite. I'm very much like you. I like variety, and actually a favorite with one person is definitely not a favorite with another. But answer this in a, like you said, if you were stuck doing the same position for the rest of your life, I would say I would want to be positioned in a swing. My favorite
okay.
position in a swing. And the reason why is because in that swing, there are a variety of different things that you can do in it.
I don't know, but that's kind of, you kind of like...
I'm cheating.
Switching a little bit. Yeah, you're cheating a little bit.
I am.
But so what do you like? What do you like about being in the swing?
I like the. I just think that it's a very sexy type of restraint. And even though the particular swing that I'm talking about is the one that you know we like to use at the parties and demonstrate with the ladies, but so it's a door swing. And what I like the most about being in the swing is that although you're restricted, you still, you know, you can change positions, you can get very creative, and I just think that I think I look really sexy in it.
Yeah. So your favorite position is just based upon how you look in that position.
Yeah, because if I look sexy in it, then I feel a certain kind of way, and if I feel a certain kind of way, then I'm probably more likely to just let go of any inhibitions, which makes any position that much better.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Do you like the way I talked my way through that way?
That was good. That was good. I mean, you found your little loophole or whatever, your little
my little loophole.
Your bed sheet loophole.
In my sheet.
No, I mean, really, I think with people, it really has to do with when a lot of people ask about what's your favorite position, you know, usually anyone's answer is what's going to be what feels best to them, you know,
right.
What position, and how you said, you know, with different partner, you'll have a different favorite position.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everybody's built and shaped differently and things like that, so, you know, there might be one position you have with one man where it's a different kind of penetration than another position, or you know, you might like looking at your woman from one particular light. She has a whole lot of ass that jiggle beautifully, so you want to go doggy style or something else. You know, I think it usually has to do with what feels the best for someone.
Yeah.
But
doggy
style. I would never want to be stuck doing just one. There's too many out there that I enjoy.
So for our listener in Atlanta, we strongly suggest that you have many favorites and employ them all.
Absolutely.
Cool. Where do you want to go?
Well, let's go out. Let's go out to let's stay in the South and go to Miami, Prince Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Ellie, one of our partygoers in Miami. They would like to know how you feel. Okay, so this is, I guess, to both of us. How do we feel about condoms?
I'm very pro condom.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like they're very necessary for lots of reasons. And the number one reason is, of course, STDs. Protecting ourselves, extremely important. And I think people can be very creative. I mean, let's be honest, we're adults here. You know, everyone should certainly protect themselves, and condoms are certainly one of the best ways to do that. However, it's a barrier, right? And sometimes be an inconvenience or feel like an inconvenience, but it's an absolute necessity. So knowing that, I think that women and men should be creative, maybe flavored condoms. You could do that. Right? What else? What are some other creative things that people can do to make sure that they're protecting themselves?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, when it comes to condoms, you know, you should always find what is comfortable for you. You know, you got such a wide variety of condoms nowadays. You know, and you also have condoms like, how you said, flavored condoms. You have those warming sensation condoms. They got all these different kinds of condoms that you could use now for not only for the man's pleasure, but also for the woman's pleasure. They got the Trojan has those vibrating rings that you can use. Like, there's all kinds of things that can make being safe a lot more fun. And, you know, I mean, when you're with a partner, if you're in a monogamous relationship with somebody, you can always use other forms of birth control as well.
That's true. But please get tested. Mm-hmm. Frequently.
Always. Always get tested.
So the standard...
I got to say, though, I don't really like the female condom.
Tell me your experience with the female condom.
The female condom is like having sex with a Ziploc bag.
Oh God.
Not that. I don't know, just something about it. Just like on the, you know, when you get to the back, like if you're getting deep in there and you start to feel like the rubber end or something like that, that just feels weird. I don't.
So do you put lube in it? Do you put lube on it?
I mean, it comes with it, and then you're also supposed to lube yourself as well. But, and then also, like, when you look down at a woman, and I guess maybe it's the same thing when a woman looks at a man put on a condom. You know, it's like, oh, hey, hold on, I gotta put this balloon on my penis real quick. Like, you're in the heat of the moment, feeling sexy, and then you gotta make a balloon animal and shit. I don't know if that's the...
That balloon is
sexiest
very sexy.
Moment of the...
That's okay.
You know, but it's like you look down at the female condom and it just looks strange to me. It looks like this, like another apparatus just hanging out of a woman's vagina.
We gotta find a way to make
they
it
have
female,
to,
some
they
sexy.
Have to re-sexify. They have to re-sexify the woman, the female condom.
I think that may need to be our plan for 2013. How to sexify.
I think if they could make the fake rubber vagina with the mold and all that, I think every woman should have her own form-fitting female condom.
Okay. Well, I would like to be the first mold for that.
Yeah. I feel like those are made in a magical place. It's like Willy Wonka's factory. Something like that. But, I think it's very important because a lot of people say, you know, condoms take away the feeling and this, that, and the other, but you know, obviously, you know, nothing is going to feel as good as going natural and all of that. Everybody understands that. But you also have to think that all natural situations could give you another burning sensation that don't feel so good. Or all kinds
right.
of other sensations that you might not want to feel. You know, so it's about being responsible, and it's about, you know, if you're adult enough to have sexual intercourse, you should be adult enough to take the proper precautions for you and your partner.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, for the client that submitted this from Miami, one thing that you please keep in mind, and this really goes for everywhere, but specifically in Miami, it's a growing area for women of color with HIV and AIDS. Really, the numbers continue to spike in that area. Though, even more of a reason to be very careful. And don't worry about how we feel about condoms. We feel like you should use them all the time.
Absolutely.
So there's another question from Miami. Is it okay if we stay down south for a moment?
Yeah, I love Miami. I'm good to stay down there.
Okay, good. So this one's actually addressed to you, King. What's your
Uh-oh.
Take on double... Yeah, I know, right? On double standards of women and the number of partners that they've had. Your take?
My personal take on it is, you know, a lot of men will refer to a woman as ho, or she loose, or this, that, and the other.
See, I think that term...
the same amount of partners as they themselves have had, you know, and I think it definitely, part of it comes from fear. You know, and you know, men, ego is a driving thing. You know, no man wants to think that someone could please their woman like they couldn't, or that they don't have the ability to do so. And I also think it, for me personally, I don't judge people on how many partners they have had in their past.
Is that
to
even
me,
a
it's more about, say that again?
Is that even a question that you ask?
Not really. I can't really see a reason for me asking. I'm more interested in the experiences you've had and what you've taken away from those experiences. Because you could have had one partner and done just as many things as someone who's had 10.
I agree.
It just matters the experiences that you've had.
I also think that it's important not to, you know, judge safety by number of partners. Mm-hmm. One, because people lie, people forget. People don't count certain things. You know, like, I don't know, maybe a woman that has had oral sex with, you know, 50 men but only slept with 20. You know, what number is going to give you? You know what I mean? So that number is so arbitrary. I really feel like you should treat everyone as if you have absolutely no idea how many people they've been with, in the sense of that as using precaution.
It's funny, I got in a conversation with a couple of my friends about this, and they were saying, oh, you don't think a woman, if she's been with, I don't know, the number's like 15 or something. She's like, she's been with 15 guys. She's all. Well, like, to me, what determines how I'm going to think about somebody, and this isn't even, the word hoe is just thrown around.
Yeah, I think
if she didn't get paid for it, if she didn't get paid for it, then she's not a hoe, okay? So that's number one.
I know. If she's getting paid for it, then she's a professional. What the hell?
But I mean, isn't that what a hoe is? A professional is just a derogatory term for a professional sex worker.
I'm just saying in the street
aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will call somebody a hoe whether they get paid for it or not. If they're promiscuous, they'll say that they are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you know, we get in this whole thing. I'm like, if you slept with 15 women, does that make you like a man whore or something? He's like, no, it's all right. So to me, it more has to do with people in general, male or female, is why you're doing what you're doing. Like, if you're just sleeping with people to sleep with them to fill some kind of hole that you have in your self-esteem, that's not a good thing. You know, if you're just sleeping with people so that maybe people will like you and you'll be more popular, that's not a good thing. You know, but people want to judge. You don't know what led anybody to ever sleep with somebody. You weren't there for their whole experience. Like, that person, some people fall in love in the blink of an eye. Other people just want to have a good time. You know, it's like you can't really knock somebody for that. I definitely believe that, you know, judge not lest you be judged type. You know, I don't look at a woman any differently based on the number of partners she has or hadn't had. Like I said, I take away from the experience is more important to me, what they take away from that.
So, Miami, for you, we want you to use condoms, treat everyone as if they have an STD. and please don't...
We only just say no judgment.
Yeah, no judgment. And don't go asking that question, because it really, you'll be lucky if you get the honest answer.
Right.
And then when you get the answer, what are you going to do with it, right? So,
well, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times people ask questions that they're not prepared to deal with an honest answer for.
Right.
They want people to lie to them.
Because if you're not a virgin, to me, then whether you say 2 or 200, like, it's still, I'm not the only one. So, I mean, the only reason why I would ask that question is just out of pure curiosity, but not really to form much of a judgment. I just, and that's just for me. So before we go to our next city with the next question, I just want to let our listeners know how to reach us. First and foremost, if you are interested in learning a little bit more about what we do when we're out hosting parties or consulting with our clients, please check out our website at www.jetsettingjasmine.com. Again, that's jetsettingjasmine.com. And you can also communicate with us daily, almost by the minute, on Twitter. And I'm at Pure Romance J, Jazz. And King, yours?
At King Noir. N-O-I-R-E.
Great. So that's Pure Romance Jazz and King Noir. And the website, jetsettingjasmine.com. And then also, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can also tune in for another aspect of Jasmine on the Emotion Picture Radio, where we get a little bit more involved with relationships and quite a variety of topics. But tonight, you're tuned into the Mile High Club with Jet Setting Jasmine and King. And we're with you for about another 10, 15 minutes. So where are you taking us next, King?
Let's go across the country to San Diego.
That was fun. San Diego was
I had a real good time in San Diego.
Yes.
Anytime I can get out to California. And that was actually my first time in San Diego, so.
Mine too. Know. It was. But
enough,
we'll save San Diego.
Enough check setting love for the ladies over in San Diego. What's up?
Mm-hmm. We'll save our party talk about San Diego. But
yeah.
I will at least give the question that they have. Oh, boy, I can't believe I'm about to answer this. All right, so, Jasmine, how many orgasms have you faked? Oh, they're cruel, those California girls. Oh, how many exes have I had? Let's see.
They're probably all tuning in right now. Yeah,
maybe.
Hey,
guys, I'm so sorry to tell you. They were all fake. No, just kidding. You know, I could probably think, well, there was a time where I didn't even know, you know, if I was having an orgasm or not. So I really wouldn't consider those faking it. I don't think I was going all the way with them.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference, there's a big difference. I think earlier on in my sexual experiences, I would almost get to that point, and before allowing myself to, you know, to lose control or to let that overwhelming, absolutely blissful, delicious feeling take over my body, I would stop myself.
Say that again.
No, you're going to have to listen to the recording. Which, you can listen to the archives for that description again of my orgasm. But I wasn't allowing myself to experience all the way. So I wouldn't consider those faking it. I just really didn't know any better. But now that I know better, and once I did, I could say I probably faked like three or four since that time.
How good are you? Are you like Meg Ryan and Harry Met Sally good at it? Or do you just and just roll over real quick?
You know what? I don't even really think that. And I can tell you, the reason why I recall these times very, very clearly is because I just wanted it to be over. I just wanted to be done. I just wanted it to be done.
It was bad, or was it just like a marathon situation and she was just exhausted from?
Once it was bad. I wanted to just leave. I just needed to leave. and you know, like if I would have stopped and said, like, you know, this is not good, and then we would have had to talk about it, and that would have extended my time in that person's presence. So it was just a lot easier just to like fake it and just go. So that was that. And then other times, I guess the other two times were really similar situations. Like I just wanted it to be over because it just wasn't arousing me. And if that person continued to try, it was only going to make things worse. I don't know. And it's little things. Our listeners will learn that I can be very, very detailed about the things that turn me on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been something just midway through that just like womp, womp, womp. But now, one of the things that I think is important for us to talk about, too, is I don't always have to have an orgasm every time I have a sexual encounter.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've met a lot of women who have talked to us
about...
Yeah. Yeah, let alone faking it. Just never. I know. So, you know, that is definitely... King and I, that is part of our whole agenda in life, is to make sure that every woman we encounter can at least, at minimum, give herself an orgasm.
Yes, join the Mile High Club.
Please do.
Yes, and I think it is, you know, I faced one before. I ain't even gonna lie. It's a whole different situation, but you just have to get out of there real quick.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like I'm in the wrong place, wrong time. I shouldn't be doing this. You were great, though. Thanks. It's terrible.
It is. But you know what? I should have
probably made more theatrics of it.
No,
like
you
throwing
can't.
Throwing lotion on her back or something.
No. No. Just let the condom catch it. And go. But you know what? I think it's okay. Like, you know, I felt kind of bad. Like, maybe I should have told this person. But the reality is they're probably great to someone else. It could have been an off day for me, you know, or just bad timing or something, or I don't know. So
either that or you just let some dude who's awful in bed go out there thinking that you put it down.
I know.
And you could have been doing your entire gender a disservice. You could have stepped it up. You could have ended that.
I could have. And ladies, I'm sorry for this and all the other disservices that I have done over the years. That is true. And you know what? If I cared more, I probably would have said something. But now, you know what? I communicate with my partner now that, you know, not all the time. I'm not always going to have this, you know, knee weakening, back arching waterfall of an orgasm. That's not going to happen every time, but it doesn't mean that I'm any less pleased. It means, you know, maybe something else. I'm aroused in a different way, or I'm just like where I would like to be. Because sometimes I don't want to have like a crazy orgasm, just pass out and like be absolutely no good for the next few hours, because that happens.
You got things to do.
I mean, I have things to do. And sometimes, like, if you kind of, like, if I stop myself at a good point in time, I actually can be, like, turned on that much easier a little bit later on. So, like, you know, just a little bit in the morning, don't finish, and then finish after work. That's perfect. So, okay, well, believe it or not, we are coming to the end of our 30 minutes of this.
So fast.
I know, it did. Talking about the good stuff. So before we deplane, so to speak, for the Mile High Club tonight, I want to thank everyone for listening. And just a reminder, we will be available to you Friday evenings at 11 p.m. And please do reach out to us at the website, jetsettingjasmine.com, or Twitter at Pure Romance Jazz. And you can reach King at King Noir. And also tune in every Sunday to The Emotion Picture at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Any last words for our listeners?
Go over what we went over for tonight. Don't judge anybody. Go out there, try to learn something new. Stay protected and, you know, stay sexy.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone.
Good night.